Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about how to live to be 100. Have you thought about, you know, living to 100?
That's kind of an interesting concept. That would mean I'd live another 40 years. You know, it's something that it kind of brings perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that I'd only be halfway through my life here on Earth.
Wow. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you think about it that way, because we're thinking that, we're kind of getting older and, you know, getting towards the end of life, but actually it's, you know, right now this could be sort of our middle age.
Interesting.
Only halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I know we're going to talk about this, but as long as I'm not all pruned up and...
Bent over, feeble, and can't feed yourself, and all those
that
types of things.
Sound people too attractive.
No. And a matter of fact, I sit there and I've told people that, you know, if you want to live a long life, you know, live until you're 100. You know, these are some of the things you need to do, and they go, "Well, why would I want to live to be 100?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they have a certain concept of 100. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's you know, there was the French woman who was 122. She gardened every day. She took a 5-mile bike ride every day. She lived on her own. She was never in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Never sick in a day in her life. Ate a good meal.
And she lived to be 122.
So, you know, she was very happy, healthy, and vibrant the entire time. So, you know, it's a different concept if you can live along those lines than... That is a positive type of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Not the other type.
Yeah. When you're still participating and active,
right.
And we're going to talk about how to do that, how to live to be 100 that way. So how likely is it that you or I could live to be 100?
Well, if we're looking at the statistics, a man my age who was born in 1957... I have a 9.5% chance of living to be 100.
How about myself?
Well, you have a 16.5% chance living to be 100.
I'm 55.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when you think about that, that's actually not too bad of a statistic, you know, because most, I'd never thought about living to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
But I have about a 10% chance, and you have over a 15% chance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, we had a grandson who was born. About 6 months.
6 months old.
And he actually has a 30% chance of living to be 100.
Wow.
You know, that's the kind of increase that goes along with, you know, with the advances in health, our understanding.
So how many centenarians are there in the United States?
Well, there are 72,000 people who are 100 years old.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up from 1990 by 50%. And what they expect by 2020, that's actually going to double. So that's going to be almost 150,000.
Wow. I know these retirement communities are going up everywhere. And
yes.
Can you still be active at that age?
Yes. There are people who are 100 years old who are setting world records for people who are 72 and older. So there was a guy who got a biking record for a world-class event, and he beat out all the guys who were in their 70s.
Why don't we have a patient in his 80s that does powerlifting?
Sure. Well, you remember the one guy who was in his 90s who did a plank?
Yes, our patient. Yeah, 5-minute plank.
5-minute plank. And he was in his, what, was he 95?
Mm-hmm.
95. Now,
right.
You know, you think about him, he was a very active 95-year-old.
Mm-hmm. He had been a conductor all his life.
Sure.
Taught music and, yeah, very active.
You know, it can be something that you can be very active at. I know that there was a swimming record that was set by a 100-year-old.
Well, how many people do you compete with?
No, no, they're competing against it's a 70 or older.
Okay.
So a 100-year-old beat all the 70-year-olds.
So have a chance to be in the Olympics.
They actually have a senior Olympics that's becoming.
That is one of my goals.
Yeah, starting to become pretty popular.
The senior Olympics.
Senior Olympics, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you can actually even be thinking about hitting 80 and said, you know what, I think I'm going to start training for the Olympics. You know, there's a whole new...
Uh-huh. Can you start training?
It's an interesting concept.
Uh-huh.
But so there's a lot of activity that is going on with that. And one of the interesting things they find that they actually have a very active sex life.
Hmm.
At that age.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's athletics. One of the very fascinating things is that they found that 90-year-old males were healthier than 80-year-old.
Males.
And that there was something getting up to 90 that even, you know, that person, their health was, they rated their health generally better at 90 than they did in their 80s.
What would that be?
They're not quite sure. It's like you've gotten over a hump.
Yeah.
And it seems to get better as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's the 100-year-olds who are actually performing better and feeling better and healthier than they were back in their 80s. So
that's encouraging.
That's an interesting type of thing that they were able to improve their health. So they did a lot of measures. Like the one guy who was 100 was, they rated him far healthier than he back when he was 80.
Hmm.
And he got better when he became in his 90s and got even better now that he's hit 100.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Better in what way?
His VO2, his muscle mass, his general blood work. Everything was better in it now that he's hit 100 than he was when he was 80.
Interesting. I just like the whole idea of continuing to be productive. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the time where I'm more available to give back.
Sure.
You know, to
sure.
the community and... That's really interesting. Is it desirable to live to be 100?
Well, you know, that's again one of the big things that people talk about. But
mm-hmm. Why would I want to live to be 100?
Right. That's one of the biggest questions that they have. But, you know, the people who have hit the 100,
mm-hmm.
The majority of them say, you know, it's really quite a rewarding type of thing, that this is one of the happiest times in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Less responsibilities, more giving back, a higher level of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there's just a more of an awareness of life and without all the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've kind of gone through the whole thing where you worry about a whole lot.
There's not much to worry.
Right. Yeah. I've already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the things that, you know, that they kind of laugh at people in their 60s. Oh, they're young. They don't know. They're all worried about things that, you know, that really can't be changed. And, you know, so having just a better attitude on life.
Yeah, I know. I was at a big family wedding this weekend. And my grandmother's youngest brother is the only living sibling. And he was there. He was 89, got on the dance floor, did the polka. She's too fat for me, that polka. And I made sure I got time with him because I just love to talk with him and just still sharp as a tack. And
sure.
Remembered, and he doesn't see me very often, remembered whose child I was and my name. And you're right, there's a lot of wisdom.
Sure.
To gain from people that are older.
And one of the interesting things is that the societies who value older people are the ones who have the highest percentage of older people.
Oh, interesting. Uh-huh.
So, you know, having the respect. So there's a huge social aspect on that. And just having the attitude of wanting to live to be 100. helps you to live to be 100. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be dead and away from it all, you have a greater opportunity of doing that. If you actually say, you know, that's a real goal of mine, I would really like to do that, it really dramatically increases your chances.
You know, and it's never too late. Like you said, they're finding people are even more healthier in their 90s or 100s than their 80s.
80s, right.
And I was walking with a friend last night who hasn't been active. She's in her 50s like me. And I was just telling her it's never too late. And it doesn't, she said, now she's been walking for a week and she can tell she's not even out of breath now. Within a week, that changed.
Right.
You know, things can change pretty quickly.
They can.
Yeah.
Yes. The opportunity, the ability, wrote a very interesting article, the ability to increase your and improve your health never really stops. That was one of the things that was really fascinating, because they had people who really didn't take care of themselves, got to their 80s and said, you know, wow, I really want, you know, I really want to hang on to life. I don't want to give up.
Yeah.
And they go ahead and change their whole health. Mm. And all of a sudden they become these healthy, vibrant people that they really hadn't had the whole rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they're surprised that it really is never too late.
That's very encouraging. When we come back, more on how to live to be 100.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the consultation is absolutely critical. In fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done, how we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do, what the problem is. There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is. Usually caused by a break from homeostasis. And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time. Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office. That is what a structure function office is. So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about how to live to be 100. Centurion.
Centurion, yeah.
The centurion. Yeah. Who's the guy? I don't know if he still does it on the Today Show. Everybody that turned 100, call it the smucker. I wonder if his list gets longer and longer every year.
Yeah, he can't even do it anymore because it's just so long at this point. So it used to be an easy type of thing and something, you know, people would celebrate. But now with 72,000 people, and he would take up the entire show naming everyone who became 100 that day.
Yeah, I don't know what would happen, but I remember that. They'd send in their picture and...
Sure.
So what is the maximum someone can live now?
Well, when I was doing aging studies, they were doing the scientific research, the number that was pretty firm was 115. That's what they felt was the maximum lifespan of a human that really was possible. Now with the people who've lived to past 120, that have been showing up, they've been doing studies on them and studying their health and finding out what it was that killed them, have come to the conclusion that we don't really know, because they feel that these people could have even kept on going. You know, there were certain things that brought them down. There was an infection on one and a couple of other things, but if they hadn't experienced those things and gotten proper medical care, they probably would have kept on going. So one of the things that the recent scientific research is one, we don't know what the end is. And right now, they're not quite sure if there is a magic number.
Well, you've always said that we should live because all creatures live 10 times their puberty, correct?
Correct.
And our puberty is somewhere around 12.
Right,
when we reach that, we should live to our 120s.
Right, yeah.
That, and live healthy.
That should be, and then
and
you can even expand it.
Some people thought you were crazy.
But. Right. It is really showing up to be a truth that, the possibilities of how long people can live is only limited at this point to the effort that person puts out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And good health care.
And good health
care. Talk about.
That's right.
Well, so let's talk about that now. So how do we live to be 100? I know one thing you talk about a lot in your 8 pillars of perfect health is keep oxygenated. What does that mean? How do we keep oxygenated?
Well, an interesting thing about being oxygenated, if you were 100% oxygenated your entire life, you would still look like you're 21. Because it's the lack of oxygen, the oxygen debt that happens to the cells that causes the wrinkling, all the things that we think about as aging. So keeping oxygenated is one of the keys to remaining healthy. And there's a lot of aspects of being oxygenated. First off, you need to have oxygen in your atmosphere, and there are ways of increasing the oxygen that comes into your body. There's bariatric chambers, there's increased exercise with oxygen. So those are some of the techniques you can use. But one of the main things is how deep you breathe. The biggest indicator on how long you live is how deep of a breath you take on a regular basis.
You've been talking about this for a long time, and this is something we teach at our office. The first thing we teach people.
Because there's you increase your oxygen and it shifts the entire physiology of the body. So if you are an upper respiratory breather, it throws off the pH, it lowers your oxygen levels, it puts extra stress on your body, It's just a very bad type of thing. So breathing down from your diaphragm like a baby is how we are supposed to live. And if you don't do that, then that starts to show up as oxygen debt throughout the body. So having people do a spirometry test, you can get a biological age from that. That is one of the most accurate predictors of how long you will live.
That's a lung function
test. And it's pretty accurate, but you can change that by how you work with it and develop it. So getting your deep breath is extremely important. Another thing is, I have a lot of people who come in who say, on their blood test, I say, you're anemic. And they go, I've been anemic forever. My doctor says it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Well, it is a big deal. Because if you aren't carrying the oxygen in your red blood cells, and if you have blockage of arteries, you're cutting down on the amount of oxygen to your cells. So keeping from being anemic and keeping your arteries open is also extremely important. Mm-hmm. So getting that oxygen to your cells is one of the most important aspects of being able to live a long life.
Interesting. Yeah, I know that deep breathing is so important. So many people are shallow breathers.
Sure.
And sometimes I tell you, you're breathing too loud.
You never told me that.
I tell people you've been able to do what you do. Mm-hmm. A lot of your colleagues haven't practiced as long as you have.
Right.
But I attribute a lot of that, and would you, to the deep breathing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that I learned in chiropractic school and started to practice because I learned how important that was. And then just made it a habit. So now I have to work at it to try to breathe upper respiratory.
Right. Work at it, breathing deeply.
Right. It's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty well figure out whether you're breathing upper respiratory. You go up there and grab a hold of somebody's levator scapulas and you press down on it. And if it's really tender, they're breathing upper respiratory.
Mm-hmm. Which you just did at me. What about exercise?
Exercise cures a world of sins.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a regular exercise program and having a balanced exercise program. Now, an interesting thing is exercising but not exercising too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's a balance on everything.
Right.
The having a good program for aerobic exercise. And usually we recommend 45 minutes of aerobic exercise 5 days a week, really to meet all the requirements, and that's where you get the most maximum health benefits getting in those 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. Some weight training also does, some resistance exercise is extremely helpful. Along those types of things, kinesthetic exercise, getting that balance in there really, really is important. And it really doesn't have to be a huge commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to try to go for the Olympics.
Right. My goal's been, because fitness is something that had become a low priority. I'm a busy person, and we're running a business, and looking at the whole life balance, that was one area that was really out of balance. So you guys got me an Apple Watch, which I love. A lot of people have Fitbits, and I have my goals there. One of my goals, I'm starting with 30 minutes of exercise every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't like to see it at the end of the day that my goals, and they're color charted,
sure.
So it's great, I can just see, hasn't been met or hasn't halfway been met. And I know that I'm not going to do that 7 days a week, but I want to do it 5 days a week.
Sure.
And it's been making a difference, in my stress level.
Right. It's an important aspect, and it changes a huge amount of things. So exercise is extremely important.
I know my parents just moved into a retirement community down in Florida. I'm very very nice one, and was talking to them. My brother had gone to visit them and was saying it's like being on a cruise ship. Every day there's all these activities to pick from. And I asked my dad what they've been doing, and they went to a balance class.
Oh, excellent.
On balance. There's a beginning balance, an intermediate, and advanced. They went to the intermediate. My dad's 84 and in great health. He was a boxer. He always thought he had great balance and realized he has some work to do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's so interesting that the class had 50 people from just that retirement community. And there's Tai Chi classes and yoga, and they went to a stretching class.
Sure.
So let's talk about that. Staying flexible is really important.
Flexibility is, again, one of the biomarkers on how young you are. So
just like deep breathing.
That's right. You know, I always tell people, you know, well, why is flexibility important? Well, a baby, you know, who has a lot of life, you can kind of put their, you can tie their feet behind their heads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, our little grandson takes his feet, puts it in his mouth.
Yeah, sucks on his toes. I couldn't do that. But, and then you think about the opposite, and how flexible is someone who's dead?
Not very flexible.
Very flexible. So, you know, if you want to stay young and healthy and active, then you keep your flexibility. If you want to be ready for the grave, then you get all stiff and can't bend over and touch your toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I tell people, like I was even telling my dad, when's the last time you got up from the floor? You know, it's very important. Practice that. You know, don't stop doing that. You know, being able to get up from the floor, especially if you fall, it's an important thing to know how to do.
Sure.
So, all right, when we come back, let's talk more on how to live to be 100.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Hello, ladies, man. My name's Kent Folger. Let me tell you, the last time my wife and I made love was the day I got home from the Korean War. But with this Viagra stuff, we've been going at it like dogs in heat.
Yeah, well, that sounds all right to me. Now, how old are you?
Well, I'm 76, and the little lady is 80 years old.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting. No. That is not good. I'm sorry.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, today we're talking about how to live to be 100. We talked about keeping oxygenated and how important deep breathing is, exercise, balance, staying flexible, very important. So how about avoiding injuries? You know, there was a statistic at one point that if you fractured your hip, you had less than 5 years
sure.
to live.
Sure.
Is that still true, or?
That is true. You know, so one, what they find is avoiding injuries is very important. One of the things is, you know, we talk about being fit, that type of thing, but a lot of professional athletics, people died younger. And one of the things that they found is that they got injured a lot. Football players have one of the lowest, becoming a professional football player takes about 10 to 15 years off of your lifespan.
I know, I think of those offensive linemen.
Right.
Right, that they put on all that weight and...
Well, yeah, even just all of them. Running backs actually have one of the hardest things because they get hit the most.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the injury rate is something that can really cause a decrease in life and livability.
Yeah.
I know people who were in pretty good shape in their 80s and got in a car accident, and their health just declined real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at injuries was one of the big things, and even the life of the athlete, you know, and their athletics has been a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that they've really done, because there's been an increase in the longevity of athletes recently, is really taking a very active role in taking care of those injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things is that Tom Brady has, you know, he's hit 40 now. And
wow.
He says that this is the best he's ever been with his football career and feeling the best. He says, I feel better now than when I was in my 30s because he has taken an active role in taking care. And he gets injured all the time,
mm-hmm.
but in taking care of those injuries and keeping his health up.
Well, I know he gets chiropractic care. He is a
correct.
Chiropractor. His diet, they're actually calling it the Tom Brady paleo diet.
Correct.
Right.
So, you know, they have a very good program with the Patriots on taking care of their athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an excellent chiropractor who's really been a very big part on increasing and helping with the longevity of the athletes.
Well,
and it's
yeah.
one of the reasons that, you can look at the teams on how well they do.
I was just thinking about the Colts. We have so many injuries.
Correct.
So, yeah.
If you can keep your injuries down, then that's your best chance of getting having a successful season.
Mm, right.
So, you know, that has become a bigger part. And the teams that are the best at taking care of the injuries have the best seasons. And yes, the Colts have the worst injury rate of any team in pro football. So, you know, they're not going to do well. You know, unless they start to take better care of their athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that you need to be thinking about as if you want to live and live a healthy life and extend your life, extend your productivity, is not ignoring those shoulder injuries, you know, those knee injuries, those neck injuries,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they will shorten your activity. In other words, the people who wind up in wheelchairs and old and can't do things
mm-hmm.
are the people who didn't get themselves taken care of. The people who do, who keep their head above their shoulders and keep their posture correct,
mm-hmm.
And who have a neck injury and go to a chiropractor and get it fixed, who go to the acupuncture, the massage therapist, who are actively getting their injuries taken care of and not being a tough guy and trying to, you know,
mm-hmm.
push them on, those injuries cause a premature aging and wear on the body. So, you know, I tell people that this is something that you need to take care of. You need to watch that. Make sure that you're doing well.
Don't avoid that pain, right?
Well, don't train into pain. Make sure that you get somebody who will get in there and actually fix you.
Mm-hmm.
The athletes have found that the longevity in their sports has increased if they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, that also means that that's going to translate into their longevity in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you have someone who takes care of your injuries is a very, very important aspect of your health and well-being.
And I know one of my goals is I'm not on any medication, and my goal would be as I aged to continue that on not being any medication.
Well, just right there, the people who lived to be 120 mm-hmm. weren't taking any medications.
Mm-hmm.
The more medications you take, the more likely you are to have premature death.
Yeah, what did I found that cup on vacation, or our daughter did.
And, uh-huh.
Nobody gives me enough credit doing all of this unmedicated.
But medications, pharmaceuticals, can be necessary at times, but you need to find out why, what's the underlying cause, and get those things fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a very direct correlation to the more pharmaceuticals you are on, the more earlier death you might have. And like your dad,
mm-hmm.
He's 83 and on no medications.
Yeah. And doing great.
Doing great, mm-hmm. yeah.
How about regular checkups? That has to be really important.
Has to be very important. You know, doing those screens, the colon screen, the prostate screen, the pap screen, the breast.
I don't need to do a prostate screen.
No.
Good.
Good. And so, you know, it's a thing that, you know, going through all those different types of screens, because early prevention is always the best type of way. So
mm-hmm.
doing your cardiac checks, those types of things. But it's even more important to also have a structure function doctor.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things I really want to emphasize, is that you're not just looking for the disease, and then again, avoiding the pharmaceuticals
mm-hmm.
is the best way to live a long life, but getting the problem fixed
yeah.
is important. And that's where a structure function doctor comes in, because one, they can fix those structural injuries, and then they can also fix the functional injuries that occur to the physiology of the body. You know, we do very thorough blood tests, and we look at it completely different than the disease care doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we restore the kidney function, we restore the liver function, we restore the heart functioning correctly. And those are the things that are very important. And having a structure function doctor on board with your healthcare is absolutely critical if you're going to be living to 100 and a healthy 100.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. You know, let's talk about that. Keep your blood work balanced. I get at least my blood work done twice a year mm-hmm. for prevention, to keep it in homeostasis, keep it balanced.
Sure.
You know, very simple. It's blood work.
Right. I tell people that one of the biggest factors, sort of that silent killer, is your kidney function,
mm-hmm.
marrow filtration rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there are, how well your kidneys are filtering and working is one of the biggest indicators on how your heart's going to do.
Oh, interesting.
Because if the kidneys start to go, then the heart starts to back up, and then we start to have problems that occur.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that glomerular filtration rate is staying at a high level starts to drop. There's a direct correlation between how old you are and how well your kidneys are functioning.
Mm.
Keeping the liver clean is a very important aspect. Usually, if you're going to be developing some cancers, things like that, the liver is under stress. So the liver is a filtration of the body, making sure that that's functioning up to par.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those different types of aspects, and you can affect those quite a bit, and you can make a big difference in your health and well-being by doing that, and those can be changed.
And isn't interpreting blood work as it's the person interpreting it?
Yes. There is a difference on how disease doctors and how structure function doctors interpret blood work. For the disease doctor, you're looking for evidence of a disease process. For a functional doctor, what you're doing is you're looking for optimal function of the system.
Before it becomes a disease
Before
process.
Before it becomes a disease process.
Mm-hmm.
And then also getting, even while you're going through the disease, if you can get things balanced out, the disease will naturally go away. We're not treating the disease. What we're doing is balancing out the body. And as we balance out the body heals itself.
Interesting. Well, how about the gut, keeping a healthy gut?
Well, there's a huge study that's going on just how important the gut is to the health and well-being, especially of the immune system. and almost all autoimmune diseases, which is the big thing that's killing modern humans. Mm-hmm. You know, type 2 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. Cancer is really an autoimmune disease. You know, many of the different types of things that make people feel unhealthy. The fibromyalgia, myofasciitis, are all autoimmune diseases. And the key to treating autoimmune diseases is by getting the gut healthy again. And you can do some very excellent diagnoses now. Matter of fact, we're getting more and more information on how to work with it. We're developing new supplements and new ways of getting the probiotics up to par. Through the new research, this is all being conducted by the National Institute of Health, and they're saying that many of the different types of what we call modern mm-hmm. diseases, because we've gotten over the ones that used to kill people, now the things that are causing debilitation and death at this point is being found as a key in the gut. So looking at the gut is a huge way, and as we get that balanced out, we'll really see a possibility of extending life to a much greater degree and a much healthier and happier and pain-free life.
So do those stool kits.
Do those stool kits, and we can find out a tremendous amount.
Uh-huh. You know, they're not fun, but very worth it. All right. When we come back, more on how to live to be 100.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus. We've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold. Mm-hmm. You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. Stroke, post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that. Mm-hmm. Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture. Mm.
So when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school. You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she was going through the whole CPA program.
to get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test or
Yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm and I can think great.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, it feels like it's a beautiful day. So let it get away. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about how to live to be 100. And I'll tell you, Dr. Prather, I'm real encouraged by this. Mm-hmm. You know, I just turned 55, and you think you're on the other side of the
right,
but
not necessarily.
I could have.
You could live. You could be just 50% through your life. In other words, you have another 55 years to live.
I could have changed my mindset here.
Right. I mean, we're thinking that, you know, we've got, you know, started with a grandchild, and
yeah,
you know, when you get into that point, you're thinking, oh, you know. Retire, you know, kind of sit back. But that's one of the worst things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
yeah.
not the attitude that helps people to live a long life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the activity level, the vibrancy, and it's amazing how much attitude is one of the biggest things that they said. It's just like that French woman who lived to be 122.
Mm-hmm.
She did not consider herself old.
Now, I would like the French diet.
Yeah.
You know, our food here, I was talking to someone that just has been here from London for the last year.
Right.
And she says, ever since I've been in the United States, I've been sick.
Uh-huh.
You know, just the food has more chemicals and
sure.
She can't walk when she just leaves her home immediately. She has to drive
right.
to go for a walk. Different.
A very interesting thing on weight is that the French, like that French lady, she grew most of her own food and got it from the local farmers in the area.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she ate. Everything was fresh. So she grew all her own vegetables, which she mainly lived off of. But she had, her calorie intake was greater than the average American. But she had perfect weight.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this woman kept I think she had like a 30-inch waist her entire mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
But she ate more calories.
Look at the French, you know.
Right. The French, on average, eat more calories but have no obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Because they eat things fresh. They don't have chemicals in their food.
So we have to fight that.
You have to fight that. That's a big thing that's going on, and mm-hmm. and trying to shift our mindset along those lines
mm-hmm.
would make a big difference. But dietary is a huge factor, and eating things from without chemicals is one of the big factors on living a long time.
But they're
time.
Even saying organic beef because of the pollution, the rain going down on the grass.
Sure.
Is even causing
it yes, we need to take much better care of our environment.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to be aware of that and know that we're trying to create a as chemical stress-free environment as possible.
Mm-hmm. And I know there are a lot going on working toward that,
right?
You know, so how important is good bowel habits
if you're talking about people who live a long time? Constipation is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause cardiovascular disease because it produces a chemical that causes plaquing in the arteries. It causes a increased chance for cancer. It increases, just the immunity problems. So making sure that you have, that's interesting because most of the people who lived a long life had regular bowel habits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense.
Sure.
If it's just going to sit there.
Right. I had one young lady who came in, and she was coming in because of headaches, severe headaches, But she, one of the things that she had always had problems with her bowels. Mm-hmm. So we've started out with some adjustments on her and got her on some supplements immediately. And her headaches are gone.
Because she started pooping.
But, but yeah, I mean, she, one thing, she sits there and she says, you know, this is really weird, but, I mean, she would sometimes go one time a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And she had
that
terrible bowels.
That can't be healthy.
And just constantly, you know, she was diagnosed with IBS.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm going twice a day. She says, I've never done that. She thought something was wrong, but then she found out that that was actually
normal.
More normal. So she's like, wow, this is just, this is changing my whole life.
Did her headaches stop?
Oh, yeah, her headaches are gone.
Wow. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. I know, and you'll hear about this, people in their 20s, and our daughter traveled with a good friend in Europe, and she'd say she'd go a whole week without going.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's...
It just
that's,
builds up the toxins in your system.
Sure.
How about hormone levels? How important are those in aging?
That is just one of the critical things, and that's been one of the major reasons why people age. And keeping the hormones balanced as you get older has been one of the biggest factors for that they feel will actually keep aging at bay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the hormones of youth, and keeping those hormones up, finding ways to do that, is one of the big things that really will make a huge difference on your health and well-being. So measuring out those hormones, checking on them. Most people that come into our office do not have normally functioning hormones.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things that we try to get balanced out on them, because that controls everything else. And you can find ways to get those hormones up and balanced, and we do it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So that the body's actually producing them. So finding out what your hormone levels are, getting those working. And we had a gentleman who just, I just saw him just 2 days ago. He's 72, and he had had hormone, his testosterone level was like 150. And naturally, without any, you know, shots or anything like that, he is now has a 720 testosterone level.
Hmm.
And his health and well-being, everything's getting better.
So when he first came in, it was at 150.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what did you do for him?
Well, we started to do some supplementation. We used some orchic mm-hmm. type of products. We did some herbals
mm-hmm.
That helped to stimulate the body's own production. Tribulus, there were several other different types of herbals. And started to supplement them. It's taken a year to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's going to extend his life. He's going to remain healthier. Mm-hmm. He's going to be able to think, keep his cognitive ability up. There are an awful lot of enzymes and things that need that level to start to work correctly. And, you know, it just affects the entire system from top to bottom.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the social connections and how they affect living into your hundreds.
Oh, it's just a huge type of thing. Family is very important. You know, especially men mm-hmm. do much live quite a bit longer if they're married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men don't do very well on their own. So being married is one of the ways that you can have an extended life. Having children.
Mm-hmm.
Having grandchildren and being involved in their lives helps out quite a bit. They find that women who breastfeed live longer.
Mm, that's interesting.
So that's one of the things that much less chance of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very helpful along those lines. And then also having lots of friends. One of the things that that they said on how you measure social connections is how many people have refrigerator rights to your home.
Mm.
Because that shows a closeness. You can have lots of friends, but if they can't just walk into your house and say, hi, open up the refrigerator, take out the bottle of milk and pour a glass, and then go and sit down or grab whatever it is, and mm-hmm. then that means that there's a social connection.
Interesting.
So having those types of a relationship makes a very, very big difference.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about attitude, and we have just about 15 seconds, Dr. Okay. Prather, so I'm going to let you wrap this up.
Well, if you have an attitude of, gosh, you know, what an exciting thing to live to be 100,
mm-hmm.
that doubles your chance of actually making it to 100. If you sit there and say, oh, the last thing I want to do is to live to be 100, there's going to be a fulfillment on that.
Yeah.
So that it was one of the big factors that they found as they studied people who lived to be 100 and beyond, was that their attitude was, of course I can, and of course I should.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And should we get a pet?
Yes. Pets actually do help to people to live longer.
I know. They bring those into those retirement communities.
It yeah. is. The pets is definitely a factor on living longer.
This has been very encouraging. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
You're most welcome.
How to Live to be 100.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.